And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over strategies to improve your current investments and enhance your current and or future retirement income. Inflation, prices. Anyone been shopping lately for gas, groceries, building or home supplies? Have you noticed quite a change in that cost over the past 12 months? Gas, 80 cents a liter a year ago, during the peak or the start of the pandemic. Now, we knew the prices wouldn't stay that level forever. Now they're back to $1.25, $1.30 a liter. Been shopping for groceries lately. You fill up the same number of bags. You get your bacon and eggs and bread and juice and vegetables and meat. But now, what was $180 seems like $210. And you didn't buy anything extra. Same number of bags, same groceries, just more money. Now, according to a recent CBC report, Canadian families will see a significant spike in grocery bills this year, an average of $800 a year. So what used to be $200 a week will now be $220. The 11th annual edition of Canada's Food Price Report forecasts an overall food price increase of between 3 to 5% for 2021. The most significant increases are predicted for meat, bakery, and vegetables, all ranging from 4.5% to 6.5%. And specialty and or health food even more, as it's usually not mass-produced. Well, the reason for inflation, often it's a robust or overheated economy, where demand outweighs supply. We want it now. We can pay for it now. It's cheap money or easy credit is available. We want the latest car, clothes, food. Earnings go up, big demands, prices go up. But sometimes, as in this case, it's not really the demand so much, but it's the lack of supply. It's not a robust economy. We're still just getting back on track after waves of COVID attacks. But due to COVID, and along with natural disasters, there's a lack of supply. There just isn't enough to go around, causing prices to go up. Prices inflate by a few percentage points, while your investment returns in fixed income and cash remain stuck at low, very, very low. Food processing plants and the harvesting and the shipping and borders shut down, either temporarily or not back up yet to full speed, if ever, because some are locked down permanently, all affected by COVID. We eat more at home. Restaurants have been closed for the most part. We're demanding more groceries at home, and having them delivered to your door due to COVID, there's a cost, as gas is higher. Building materials. Have you priced that in the past 12 months? I think 2x4s were around $4 a piece last year, now close to $12. Sheets of plywood, plumbing materials. Not only have the costs tripled, and they're changing weekly, you're not sure if and when it will be supplied. Mills are either shut down or reduced. So for the most part, building materials have increased over 250% from last year due to some demand as people renovate or expand their homes or home offices. We're not traveling, we stay at home, and cheap money is available. We need or want supplies that are just too hard to get. Can't be manufactured, can't be shipped, at least not nearly to the capacity that is needed. Sort of a double-edged sword. Rising demand, very limited supply. There aren't enough tickets being printed, and we all want to go to the game. The lack of supplies, not matching the demand for, causing delays and rising shipping costs. All inflation factors. To build a house, the price changes monthly. Costs rise, margins or profits shrink. There are now more buyers than there are sellers, so odds are great of selling. They're in your favor. It's sort of be like going to a seaside dance. After 2 years of lockdown, everyone's all excited, and it's a great atmosphere, fun times, great music. Everyone feels like dancing. But over 75% of the crowd is female. Well, for the 25% of the guys, the odds are good. They're in your favor. Not so much that you're in demand, but simply due to lack of supply of a few good men. You might get a chance to dance that night. Eventually, hopefully. It would inflate your ego, if nothing else. Inflation. Rising prices, lack of supply, low rates, easy money can be a bit of a problem for investors, especially low fixed rates when prices are rising. You still got to drive, still got to eat, so you have to pay for things. And for those who kept their investments either locked in or placed in low returns, at the bank, thinking or were told, this is a safe haven, and you sort of fell asleep on that. So while you're having that cash nap at the bank, well, that silent killer to your money, inflation arrived, and you wake up to find your purchasing power is less. inflation, which normally runs around just under 2% per year, and if your returns are under 2% or in the 1% or the 0.0 range, you are losing money. And you may not even be aware of it, but you should. So what are the solutions to keep up to or passing inflation? We'll be back in a moment to find out.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So inflation, your money sits at the bank, low yielding returns, cash. You think it's safe. You were told it was safe. Milburn Drysdale. And for those of us who remember the Beverly Hillbillies, if you're under 50 and under, well, ask your parents. Mr. Drysdale smiles and greets you at the door every time you, Jed Clampett, walk into the bank. He smiles because, well, maybe he's friendly. Or smiles because you have a fair amount of cash at the bank, earning 0.0, perhaps paying fees just to have it there. So we're talking investment account. This is not an RSP or tax-free. You want to max those first. This is an investment account where part of your cash could be placed elsewhere. Let's say it's $125,000 in your account. Just easy math. So you keep $25,000 in your bank account just in case you need access to money. The value won't change, but less of it gets eaten by inflation. Now you have $100,000 looking for reasonable returns and quick access to. You can withdraw from within 48 hours if needed. Again, we're not talking RSP or tax-free or any pension plans. Those are much longer plans, multiple five-year plans, different strategy. So what beats inflation without assuming higher risk? Well, growth or value stocks. Now, if you focus in on just a few stocks, you run the higher risk of seeing your values fluctuate too much. You run the risk of too much change or market swings, ups and downs. If one of more of those stock companies might fall on hard times, that could drastically affect your returns on the downside too much, so too risky for most. So you broaden that out. Quality growth value funds that hold a well-diversified wide range of stocks. Canadian, American, international, global, definitely bank stocks. Tech, blue chip, mid-cap, corporate, or municipal bonds. Well-diversified, but not duplicated, meaning the same or repeated funds, and not in high or aggressive growth, but value or balanced, preferred shares, dividend-style growth. Now, this $100,000, will it change, meaning up and down? Yes, most definitely. Could it be less at times than what I started with? Yes. There'll be days like that, even weeks, where your $100,000 might be $98,000. It could be this week. What do you do? Nothing. The tide is low. We're not sailing today. But a few weeks later, could be $103,000, and that's when you can withdraw or take profit. The tide is higher, you set sail. And not just once, you wait for it and the tide will repeat itself. You get more profit and maybe one withdrawal than 3 years of cash. And you might do this a few times over the next 2, 3, 5 years as the tide keeps coming back. There's no set amount of times, but it happens. Something that you'd never have a chance to do, money sitting at 0.0, just still waters. You tread water, but inflation pulls you down. Most times you're up. In good growth funds, you beat inflation from 1920 to 2020, 100 years, investing over any five-year span every time. Growth, despite depressions and recessions and tech bubbles and financial collapses and COVID outbreaks, growth funds have outperformed cash and ahead of inflation. Holding 100% of your money in cash or low yields, thinking it's safe, is like working for $6 an hour while the minimum wage is $8. Now, your boss will love you. You'll be a favorite employee. You'll probably have a job for life because you don't cost him much. And every year, your boss sends you a postcard from his second home in Florida that you help contribute to by taking less for yourself. And when you join the rest of the staff for lunch, they can afford nicer meals, getting or making more, keeping up to or surpassing inflation, while you accept it less and have to cut back. In this style of active investing and medium risk, we're not going for triples or home runs, but singles and the odd double. Keep moving the runners along, just making contact. Most times, weeks or months later, that $100,000 will be more. And every time it shoots up 2, 3, 4%, gets to 102, 104, 105, you take the profit out. Are there any fees to do so? No. This is something that clients of mine have done repeatedly during the past few years. The ones that have sizable cash, short-term investments. They wait for it, take their profit, small reasonable goals, way ahead of zero point nothing. This again is an investment account. So who watches the money and decides when to take it out? Well, your advisor. You have a game plan with him or her, and you're not looking to get rich, but every time there's a 2 or 3% bump, you take the profit, you bank it. $100,000 sitting in cash at less than 1% never does that. Now you need the right funds, and you need an advisor who is on the same page and will follow it for you. And that's what good advisors do. If your funds have no growth, if your advisor does not call you, stay in touch, well, that may not work as well. If your bank places you in cash and you have to call them and you have to be on hold for an hour, and I know, I place calls to banks each week to transfer clients' funds and I'm on hold for an hour. And I mean, who does business that way? And when you do get through, you talk to someone different every time just to get information on your own funds that haven't been checked in years. Well, no, they're not probably going to call you on a Tuesday afternoon or a Saturday morning letting you know that your target has been reached this week and you can take profits. Again, this is a shorter term investment account, 3-5 years, not an RSP, tax for your pension, but perhaps a suitable option to place some of your cash or fixed income that has absolutely no chance of growth and more than likely see your actual purchasing power reduced with inflation. The gains are taxable, but in most funds, only half the gains are taxable. Tax on zero point nothing is just about nothing, but whatever it does make is 100% taxable. If your seg funds made you 4% for the year, a little over half of that might be taxable. So yes, those who make more money pay a bit more in taxes. That's always the way. But the rest they keep, it's still more money. And again, money held in seg funds, life insured, bypasses probate. You have $100,000 or so sitting in your bank account, and you happen to stop breathing. The probate, the costs, the delays, if the account's in your name, many obstacles to go through, and perhaps many more hours on the phone with your dad's bank. Seg funds. The beneficiaries get the money, what you had planned to leave, often within a week of your demise. It's already been set up ahead of time. So tax efficient, returns should beat inflation, they're life insured, access to your money almost daily. You can follow it daily if you want, but your advisor should do that for you. And you take or bank the profits several times when they occur. Now, funds that have averaged 5% or better the past 3 to 5 years, not every week was an up week, but more times than not, the tide was in, the winds were good, and you sailed ahead of inflation. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth-segregated funds and/or market-linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So while holding investments in a GIC or cash, knowing that the value doesn't go down might provide a false sense of security. While you were sleeping, inflation at 2% or better took a slice out of your returns. An option could be to place a portion of that cash in the right mix of growth value funds, provided you don't need this entire amount for immediate purchase. Knowing the invested amount will have some fluctuation. When it's down, when the tide is out, you do nothing. No sailing today. But when it's up, as it will be most times, the tide is in, maybe a high tide, time to set sail and cash in profits. So have a game plan with your advisor of what that reasonable target should be and when, and repeat when the tide rises again. It's not rocket science, but it is a money-wise way to enhance your returns and maintain your purchasing power, something that is important to all investors, even more when you're on a fixed income. So find the right mix suitable for you and speak to your advisor, and you have the final say. But there are better options than just low fixed returns under the rate of inflation. I trust you learned something this morning. Thank you for joining me. For more on this, we're located at 1702 Sackville Drive. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-4000. 5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.